The Columbus Redevelopment Commission accepted 12 bids 3 weeks ago, all of which came in under the city's cost estimates for the new commons. But the two lowest bids were scrapped due to errors. Redevelopment Commission President Tom Voyevich says that left Columbus-based Dunlop & Company as the obvious choice.
For this project, it's nice that a local contractor ends up getting the bid. It wasn't awarded based on the fact that they were local. It was based on the fact that they were the lowest responsive bidder.
The two lowest bids were withdrawn after those companies admitted their bids did not include the cost of various aspects of the project. The commission then decided Tuesday to return the bonds those companies paid, which were in the millions of dollars. Voyevich says the city could have kept the money, but decided the mistakes were unintentional. Almost three-quarters of the money Dunlap will be paid for the project will come from increased local taxes. With the bid hundreds of thousands of dollars less than the architect's estimates, Voyevich says he doesn't foresee cost overruns on the project.
The city's share of that project is only $9 million, not one penny more. If there are things that we feel need to be added that are not within that budget, we'll have to go out into the private sector or the community and see if there's somebody who's willing to pay for it. The city's commitment was $9 million of public funds through the bond, and that's the maximum that the city will put into this.
The entire cost of the commons is estimated at $18 million, and that includes fringe parts of the construction Dunlap will not be responsible for, including furniture, signage, and restoration of the chaos statue. The city has also been mum on how it will cover the estimated yearly utility bills, which will climb into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Voyevich says construction will begin in about a month, and the new commons will open in the first quarter of 2011. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.